A $1.42 million pathway for pedestrians and cyclists that cuts through downtown Port Coquitlam is now open. The 170-meter-long double-wide extension of the Donald Pathway, from Wilson to McAllister Avenues, on the eastern side of Lee Square, is paved with markings and benches, and forms part of the city's $11.85 million downtown revitalization project. Joshua Frederick, POCO's Director of Engineering and Public Works, told the Tri-City News Today, April 11, that the municipality sourced outside money to pay for the new civic precinct using provincial COVID-19 restart grants, a provincial Growing Community Fund grant, federal funds, TransLink money. As a result of the external cash, the city's contribution was $360,000. Frederick said the new path won't be impacted by the upcoming Porthaven construction, a six-story mixed-use building on the property formerly used as an Elks Hall, and on the adjacent city parking lot. They will work to ensure it is not affected, Frederick wrote in an email. Besides the Donald Pathway extension through the Civic Center, the downtown upgrade includes the redevelopment of Veterans Park in front of City Hall, Lee Square and other city-owned spaces and roads in the zone bordered by McAllister Avenue, Shaughnessy Street, Wilson Avenue and Donald Street. For Lee Square, residents will soon see a new stage, ground-level and tiered seating, better lighting and landscaping, more accessible connections, and an open area south of the outlet for parking, event space and food truck staging.